into those police officers.
So I just wanted to play this. I saw your interview with Piers Morgan, who is sharp as a tack. So I just wanted to run. I want to play this, and then I wanted to ask you a question about it. So here he is making a big admission about that the vaccine. He all of a sudden he found out it doesn't stop transmission or contraction, which we knew in 2021 at this show. I knew that in mid-2021, and when I told people, they would get angry at me for telling them.
Mm-hmm. I learned when I caught COVID after getting it. That's how I found out.
So we knew that, and so now he's just figured it out, and he's saying, hey, but he's trying to make it out like that's not a big deal. That's the biggest deal in the world, because if it doesn't stop transmission and contraction, then you have no basis for mandates. You have no basis for excluding people who aren't vaccinated from public life. You have no, if it doesn't stop. So if you're vaccinated and you can still transmit it and you can still contract it, then I guess it's, according to the FDA and the CDC, it's still a vaccine, but a lot of people are going to say it's not. But let me play this and get your reaction.
Take my one clarification about the ability of a vaccine to prevent transmission as being some great mea culpa that I think...
That's a huge mea culpa, Pierce. Well, that's a huge mea culpa. Because that means that you let people get an experimental vaccine in their arm and encourage them not to listen to independent voices that were saying, hold on. That's a huge mea culpa. People died from the vaccine. So you're talking about people that died from not getting it. Mm. There have been scores of people who died from the vaccine. There have been scores of people like my grandfather who got the vaccine and then were dead within 1 year because it led to their dementia suddenly spreading in a way. Stop. I let you.
You do not know that was down to the vaccine, do you?
First and foremost, they have admitted so much. They lied about the 6 feet social distancing. That just came out 2 weeks ago. And you were on the side of all of these people. So don't pretend that that's a small mea culpa. People died from blood clots pertaining to the vaccines that you were telling them to rush out and get. Okay.
Had they waited and perhaps listened to independent voices who understood that there was some government.
Had they have paused and listened to independent voices who have, I think, probably a greater strength when it comes up to standing up to government initiatives, because we recognize that the government is not our friend and we recognize that the government is not trying to save our lives. Maybe those people would be alive. Maybe my friends who had miscarriages and my friends who were saying that it was impacting their menstruation until the government was ready to admit that 7 months later. If you had listened to people that were telling you their own experiences, someone I know that went completely blind in one eye because of some weird ocular clots. So don't pretend that's a small thing. I'm happy to accept that you've changed your mind.
Let me respond.
But don't pretend it's a small thing. People died from the vaccine.
Let me respond.
And by the way, I want to be clear for people watching this. He's saying still get it. I'm saying still don't. Just so you can hear a different opinion. Do not allow the government to put that in your arm.
Okay.
God's system works. The government is not fixing you in any regard.
And do you feel the same way about the flu shot?
Yes.
So I just have to, so we don't lose our channel, remind people that the FDA and the CDC says the vaccine is safe and effective. And they do great work. They approve that appeal shit that Bill Gates puts on the fruit now that makes it all lovely. And they it doesn't stop the transmission, but it certainly slows it and will keep you from being seriously ill,
hospitalized
or dead. Okay, now... people like Piers Morgan really piss me off, and I'm glad that you said that to him. Are you still surprised that people like that are, even after they've been proven that they lied about masks, they lied about the origin of the virus, they lied about funding the origin of the virus, they lied about herd immunity, natural immunity, transmission, contraction. There wasn't a thing they lied about the studies. There wasn't a thing they didn't lie about, and yet people like Piers Morgan still cling to that. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's partially about his power. And so what they do, and I see this all the time, left and right, by the way, where they will be cowards. They will go and they will accept whatever the state says. And then when they feel it's perfectly safe to say something different, right? When people are literally dropping dead in the street from myocarditis, they'll be like, hey, you know what? Actually, maybe we should listen to these people. And then they'll say, I'm sorry. I got this one thing wrong. And it's like, it was just a small thing. It's just a small mea culpa that I had to make. But, you know, the rest of the stuff I said was true. And that's why you have to call these people out. You know, you have to call these people out because they continue to do this and people will continue to watch them, not realizing that they're watching someone who lied to them, who could have done great harm to them because they were unwilling to tell the truth. Listen, I don't mind if the state scares you. I get it. They do some scary things. I just don't need you having a platform. When if you genuinely are too much of a coward, if you don't have the spine as a grown man, as Piers is, to tell people the truth, then you don't deserve a platform. That's my viewpoint. You don't deserve a platform because these are real to people's real lives. And like I said, I lost my grandfather. And many people had this circumstance for whatever reason. People who had a mild form of dementia, they just saw it advance very quickly after getting the vaccine. My grandfather got it because the nurses and doctors told him to, and he was dead within a year. I didn't recognize him months after getting the vaccine. So I will always use my platform to call these cowards out.
Do you think someone messed up and gave Joe Biden the actual vaccine?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Those kind of COVID liars are the most insidious, right? So Chris Cuomo now tries to play both sides of the fence, like saying somehow Joe Rogan was still wrong when he was slandering him and smearing him and telling everybody that ivermectin was horse paste. That's what Chris Cuomo said. And now he's saying, no, Joe Rogan still wasn't right. And I was doing the right thing all along. It's mind boggling. So, of course, sociopathic liars like that rise to the top of the media, right? You have a handful of good people sprinkled in among a sea of psychopaths and sociopaths. Would you agree with that?
I so agree with that. It's so funny because I was saying this exact same thing, that I've just dealt with so many people in media who behave like sociopaths, and their addiction to feeling the power of telling these lies and then moving along and not being willing to admit that they were wrong. Also, you see later on in that interview where he comes out at me and talks about, you're not a reporter. Like, you know, suddenly, he's got the degrees. And the funny
you
part
have
is,
a
by
degree
the way, I didn't
too.
Say it. Yeah, well, I have more degrees than him, but I didn't say it on his show because I'm not a jerk, right? And I just I was just enjoying watching him because it was like this. Clearly, I've won this debate. Whenever you start pulling out this is how many degrees I have, the conversation's over, right? And so the nerve of these people to think and to speak down to regular people, you know, the regular people who have good sense, who have good gut instincts and know what they're doing. Trust your gut instincts. Don't trust these people. That's what I tell people. They know nothing more than you know because they went to some college and got a meaningless degree.
Yeah, clearly so they're worth something when you hear them talk.
So this idea that you need a journalism degree to do journalism or be a reporter is like saying I needed to get a comedy degree so I could do stand-up comedy. These are one of those things you don't need a degree for. Bill Gates doesn't have a degree, okay?
Yeah.
Well, he offers one in journalism.
By the way, all of the richest people don't. If you actually go through like the world's richest, it's incredible how many of them don't have degrees. You know why? Because it allows them to think creatively. The longer you're in the system, the more you start thinking like the system. And if you have to think on your feet, you know, you're a little bit more creative and you probably have better instincts because you've dealt with the world in a real capacity. You're not just learning it through a textbook.
I had a good friend who went to Columbia School of Journalism, and I would always tease him. I go, you know, there's two types of people who go to journalism school, dupes and shitty journalists. So, so here's another. Now I want you, I'm going to play this.